We have been tracking claims by ISIS on a website used by extremists that an American female aid worker held by the group has been killed in a raid in Syria by Jordanian warplanes. Now, the family of Kayla Mueller of Prescott, Arizona, has now confirmed that it is their daughter who has been held hostage, although they say they have no confirmation that she's been killed. According to her hometown paper, The Daily Courier, Kayla had been working with the humanitarian agency Support to Life and a local NGO in Turkey that helped female Syrian refugees. She disappeared in August of 2013. National Security Advisor Susan Rice was asked about the ISIS claim at a Brookings Institute event today.
We're obviously very concerned about the reports that have come in recent hours. We do not, at the present, have any evidence to corroborate ISIL's claims. But obviously we'll keep reviewing the information at hand.
Rice also said that the Obama administration's policy of no concessions to terrorists who take Americans hostage is under review. Jim Walsh is here now, security analyst. He's with the Security Studies Program at MIT. He joins us now. And Jim, first, take this claim by ISIS. Your thoughts?
Well, I think it is likely that their claim is true, the part that says that unfortunately this young woman who devoted her life to humanitarian causes has been killed. But I'm not willing to accept the claim that they go on to make, which was she was killed because of a Jordanian airstrike that collapsed a building. That seems, I mean, it's possible. All things are possible. Not all things are likely. That seems like quite a coincidence if it were true.
Well, we do know that Jordan conducted a second round of airstrikes today, again in retaliation for the burning death of that captured Jordanian pilot. But they also put to death a female who'd been jailed because of a failed suicide bomb attack she participated in. It was a female that ISIS had wanted to trade for the pilot. So we take your point. Look, this is a very, very tender topic. We are speculating at this point.
Yes.
But that was also our first thought, that perhaps, as there was speculation that the pilot was had been dead for a while, that she had been killed in another way and it will be blamed on Jordan.
Well, and, you know, at the end of the day, we're not going to know. I mean, what we do know is the most important thing, and this is a sad day. When an American hostage is killed, this is the last American hostage currently held by ISIS.
And again, we don't know. We don't know.
But
it would seem that if they were to say that she has been killed, she cannot suddenly appear.
Exactly. And I would say that there are some other things in play, too, here. I mean, there's no understating ISIS's brutality, and we've all seen this and witnessed it. And it seems to me this is, if you're looking at it from the cold calculation of a terrorist, this sort of outcome is their least advantageous outcome. They have been asking millions in ransom. They're not going to get that. At the end of the day, they could have put that poor young woman to the same fate as the other American hostages, again, causing great grief for Americans everywhere. They have lost that opportunity. So I don't really see this as an outcome that was in their self-interest, but it doesn't make it any less sad.
Well, and they haven't shown that they are thinking in a logical way, because the killing, the burning death of the Jordanian pilot did not have the reaction they hoped, which would be that Jordan would stop its attack on them. It ranted up. Look, what do you make of the comment from the Obama administration today that, in fact, they may be rethinking? As you said, this is the last known hostage, although it wasn't known to many Americans. Within the family, the communities of other hostages, her name was well known. They were well aware that she'd been taken. Many Americans didn't. But those families did not talk to the White House about their loved ones. We're hearing now that the White House has been in contact with Kayla Mueller's family. And now saying that maybe there'll be a rethinking. What do you make of that?
You know, it's possible. I think this would be a very, very difficult policy to change. It's a longstanding policy. We've encouraged allies and others to adopt the same policy. The slippery slope here is if you, you know, pay ransoms or otherwise do things that that a terrorist wants, that it further incentivizes them to take more. There are counterarguments against that, but that policy seems pretty well established. I will say we recently saw, for example, in the New York Times, I think it was last Sunday, some creative ideas about creating other sorts of incentives. And the idea here was to give a free pass to the terrorist group that comes out and IDs who the culprits were. To get them to rat on each other. That's an idea worth considering.
Yeah, but Jim Walsh, meanwhile, as you said, potentially a very, very sad day. We have no confirmation from the White House of anything other than there was a young woman, Kayla Mueller, who had been taken hostage by ISIS. ISIS claims she's been killed. We do not know for sure, but potentially a very sad day. Jim Walsh, with the Security Studies Program at MIT, thank you so much.
Thank you.